This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you each week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, EPA March 4th hearing about draft LANL stormwater permit. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, issued a draft permit to address the stormwater that flows down the canyons at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, to the Rio Grande. Rains, monsoons, and melting snow create the stormwater that flows over the buried waste sites and carries contaminants toward the Rio Grande or into the groundwater. In early February 2006, the New Mexico Environment Department issued its first ever Do Not Eat Fish Advisory for the Rio Grande and Cochiti and Abiquiu reservoirs because of elevated levels of PCB contamination in fish tissue. PCBs are a group of industrial chemicals that were used in electrical equipment. In 1977, the manufacturing of PCBs was banned because they were proven to bioaccumulate in the environment and cause adverse health effects. PCBs have been detected in LANL stormwaters at levels more than 1,000 times over the New Mexico water quality standard that is protective of wildlife habitat in and on the river. Unfortunately, LANL is analyzing the samples of PCBs with a method that is not as sensitive as other methods. There are analytical methods that will detect PCBs at the very low levels necessary to protect both wildlife and human health. Even so, LANL has detected PCBs at over 38,000 times the New Mexico water quality standard that is protective of human health. A new comprehensive study was released by Anthony Edwards, a recent graduate of the University of New Mexico Water Resources Department, about PCB contamination in the Rio Grande Basin above Cochiti Dam. The Edwards report describes a study that collected samples upstream and downstream of LANL in the Rio Grande. The results indicate that LANL is a contributor of PCBs to the Rio Grande, which contradicts previous research that LANL was not a major source of PCBs in fish at Cochiti Reservoir. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, "We know that PCB levels on LANL property exceed the wildlife and human health standards many times over and have impacted fish in the Rio Grande. Given what we know, it is now time for the public to demand that the stormwater permit be as strong as possible in order to protect our communities from further PCB contamination from LANL," end quote. LANL's original permit application contained about 1,300 sites. Currently, the draft permit covers 283 buried waste sites. LANL has submitted a request to EPA for 128 additional sites to be covered by the permit. However, LANL has not provided justification to EPA for removing over 850 sites from the permit. As a result, the public will be limited in their comments because the additional justification is not yet available. EPA will hold the public meeting and hearing on Tuesday, March 4th at the Best Western Hilltop House in Los Alamos, beginning at 6 p.m. with a public information meeting. The hearing will begin at 7 p.m. EPA recently extended the public comment deadline to around April 12, 2008. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.